The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Andrew Knott, CEO of Savannah Energy, S-A-V-E is ticker. Andrew, thanks for joining me.
Thank you very much, Justin. Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. And some positive news out from you guys. And you've got an updated CPR on Nigeria. You've got a financial and operational update year to date. And it's all looking positive. And we'll get into that in a bit. Before we do, as always, Andrew, for people not familiar, could you just give us a brief summary for people, you know, who've maybe heard of you a little bit, but not quite sure about the company. But give us a brief overview of your operations, please.
Yeah, no problem. Okay, so Savannah Energy is an AIM-listed UK company focused around West Africa. We have operations today in two countries, in Nigeria and Niger. In Niger, we participate in a development project which is part of a wider project which we expect to increase the country's GDP by 25%. And then in Nigeria, we supply up to 15% of the country's gas for thermal power. So both projects are projects that matter and are really meaningful for the countries in which we operate. We've also announced that we are in the process of potentially acquiring ExxonMobil's assets in Chad and Cameroon, which is another significant asset package. Our shares are currently pending a further announcement on that transaction, and I'm hopeful that we'll be able to talk about it more in the short term. There's not much more I can say about that for that's the base case business. So we have over $4 billion of contracted revenues within the base case business, with a lot of upside associated with potential new contracts, awards, and progressing some of the other developments that we have.
Marvellous stuff. Well, Andrew, let's go through this news today then. So first of all, let's start with the updated CPR for Nigeria. What's happening there?
Okay, so in Nigeria, we're announcing a lot of positive stuff this morning. So we've increased our Group 2P reserves by 27%. So that's over a quarter. Mm-hmm. It's clearly very significant. That's through a combination of some additional technical work that we did. Plus, we recently drilled a well, Ukwa 11, which came in above prognosis. So the combination of those events have resulted us to be in a position where our competent person, which for those listeners who aren't aware, that's effectively the technical auditor that we have, was willing to certify the reserves significantly higher than previously. So that was good. The Ukwa 11 well itself came in ahead of budget, which again was positive, and reflects the latest in a long line of operational projects that we have conducted, which have come in at or ahead of budget. So we're happy with the final performance there. In terms of the financial update that we provided today, was to the 10 months to the end of October. Mm-hmm. We reported revenues up 7% year on year on a total revenue basis, an increased cash balance, an increased cash collections piece year on year. And then from a forward-looking perspective, our core financial guidance of total revenues and our cost structure and CapEx structure, we reiterated our previously given full-year guidance for the year. And we're on a DD&A, our depreciation guidance, we reduced it slightly, which is reflective of the fact that we've had a big reserve upgrade. So you amortize your capital costs across your production. So if you expect to have more production going forward, then your unit depreciation charge should reduce, and that's reflecting in the change in that guidance. Yeah, so I mean, it's a very positive update vis-a-vis Nigeria this morning.
Yeah, and that takes up a gross NPV, net present value, to 1.2 billion, net to you 954 million. That's chunky, isn't it?
And that I would exclude any value from our Niger business as well. And the Niger business has what we expect to be a highly cash flow generative oil project, which we expect to start developing next year. We expect that when we relist our shares, there'll be a whole lot of updates on things like that. So that it's important to emphasise that the net present value doesn't include the new share business.
Yeah.
as we speak. I mean, there's a lot of upside across the business, and we should be able to articulate when that clearly when our shares released.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, you must be pleased with progress here, Andy.
Well, I think if you look at the progress that since we acquired the Nigerian assets, production is up very significantly, revenues are up very significantly, cash collections are up very significantly, and we've really done what we said we would do on the tin when we did that acquisition, and we're delivering. We're adding new customers. The new customer that I talked to you about last time was the first new customer in 6 years to commence new gas sales from the project. So I think that we've vindicated the reasons for why we did the original deal, and we'll just continue to grow that business. We'll move forward and grow the Niger business. And then in the current environment, I think there's a lot of other opportunities for growth, which we'll also actively pursue. So it's exciting times for us as a business.
Yeah, absolutely. Marvellous stuff. Well, if you could, Andrew, as always, I'd like to get the three reasons at the end. And as you know, on the front page of Vox, there are 10 companies that are most followed. That changes all the time as people hit those follow buttons on the pages of the companies. So to get on that list, if you could, three reasons why someone should add Savannah Energy to their watch list, please.
So I think the first reason is the quality of our underlying asset base. So we have... in Nigeria, we have an asset base with over $4 billion of contracted future revenue. In Niger, we have a project which we've drilled 5 discoveries from 5 wells. We expect to start producing from that next year. But as importantly, we've got over 100 additional drilling candidates, which we've significantly increased the size and scale of that project. And from a technical perspective, we view it as very low risk. So I think the quality of the asset base is important. I think the growth potential embedded within the business, both organically through increased production in Nigeria, through gas sales in Niger, through development activity, and from further acquisitions, such as the one which we've announced in relation to Exxon's assets in Chad and Cameroon. And then I think the third thing, which I think is interesting, is we've now been suspended since June. So clearly there's a lot of updates that when we relist our shares, we'd expect to make to the market, which I hope will be interesting and exciting for both our existing shareholders and potential new investors.
Yeah, marvellous stuff. Andrew, good to chat to you. And like I say, lots of news to come. So hopefully we'll catch up in the not too distant future. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.